Let's go to Tel Aviv. Robert Sherman is News Nation's correspondent there. Robert, hello to you. It's all about the crisis, the humanitarian crisis. Now, anything new on that?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing was the announcement that was made by President Biden that Egypt is going to allow 20 of these trucks to go in through the Rafah crossing. And the whole deal with this is that humanitarian aid is going to start going in, but Hamas needs to play ball on all this. That's the X factor here, is that they cannot start robbing these trucks. They cannot start taking these humanitarian goods for themselves. It has to get to the people. So that's the big thing we're all waiting on here, to see if Hamas is going to cooperate here. But that's a good start. 20 trucks going in, as the World Health Organization says. Situation is getting rather dire in the Gaza Strip right now. The only other question that we have about all this is that we know there are American citizens in the Gaza Strip. We know there are a lot of foreign nationals in there. No word yet on if or how they're going to get those people out of there, if they're going to let them leave yet. So that's something else we're monitoring and waiting for more info on.
With more conclusive evidence now from the Israelis and from United States intelligence sources that that blast at the hospital in Gaza was not the result of anything coming from Israel, has there been any change in what's going on in the Arab world, and any different statements from the Arab world leaders?
Oh, I wish, Bob, but that is unfortunately not the case at all. I mean, it feels as though the horses are out of the barn already. I mean, there's the sad reality is that no matter what evidence comes out or what more else we get, there are just a lot of people within this region who will inevitably blame Israel, and they will not back down from that. But I think it's worth noting here, Bob, is that you've had countries like the UAE, Jordan, come out and blame Israel for that in the immediate moments after that explosion took place. I mean, those are the countries in this region which have the closest relationship with Israel. Mm-hmm. And even they, went with the story immediately. We really haven't seen any walking back taking place so far. Tension is still high, and it's approaching a boiling point, and we're all hoping that cool heads prevail here.
It's a shame that that meeting never happened with President Biden and the Arab leaders. Is there any hint on what we're going to hear from the president tonight, 7 o'clock Chicago time? And we will carry that here on WGN Radio. What are you hearing about that, Robert?
You know, that's a really good question. And, of course, you know, the big goal for the president right now is to cool down tensions as much as possible, but also stick up for an ally such as Israel. It really is a needle to thread here. We heard him speaking very clearly, you know, about the pain that the people of Israel feel yesterday. We anticipate we'll hear some more of that. Going off of that note, Bob, I think it's also worth noting here is that when the president was here yesterday and speaking in Israel, there wasn't a single phone, tablet, computer, or television in this country that we could see that wasn't glued to the president's remarks. I mean, people are listening to this very intently out here in Israel. They certainly will be again tonight.
The Jordanian king is traveling to Cairo to meet with the Egyptian president. Wouldn't it be nice to hear from those Arab leaders that they have now decided they do want to meet with United States officials, President Biden or whoever? But I guess that's just wishful thinking at this point, isn't it?
You know, I mean, it's just classic international relations theory, right? You know, states will always act in their own self-interest. You've already heard the king of Jordan come out and really emphasize that they're trying to stay away from this thing and not touch it with a 10-foot pole. They say, the Jordan king, speaking on behalf of both Jordan and Egypt, said, we're not taking any refugees. We're not getting our hands dirty in any of this as well. So, I mean, you really see, you know, I mean, those are the two countries that are right next to Israel here at share a border, and they say they want no part in all of this. So that responsibility is going to fall elsewhere.
King Abdullah of Jordan, you'd think he would be a little more open to what the United States and Israel want. We give them zillions of dollars, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, that is the big criticism of all this, is that, I mean, all of these leaders canceled on President Biden. Of course, there's a lot of tumult here in the region as well, but it is disappointing because, I mean, it was a real opportunity here to see a lot of unity here. But now it's now we're all living in this world in which there's a lot of tension, and you know, to speak bluntly, Bob, I mean, that tension was heightened because of a lot of false media reports, because of lies that were perpetuated by Hamas that everybody just blindly ran with.
Yep.
And now you see the consequences of that.
Mm-hmm.
Truth and fact has consequences.
Yeah, I think, you know, when the word came that from was Hamas, that Israel was responsible for that bombing of the hospital, I think news organizations saw that it wasn't listed as Hamas as the news source, but it was actually an arm of Hamas. And Western media outlets should have seen through that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, you see the way that a lot of these numbers are cited out of here. You know, Palestinian officials, you know, here in Gaza, Hamas runs the show.
Yeah.
Hamas is in control of everything. But if you want to be a member of the media, you've got to be accredited through them. I mean, think about that first. You have to be accredited through Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
They control everything that's going on over there. So, I mean, you have to take every detail with a grain of salt that's coming out of there. You know, I mean, it's like they were talking about hundreds of people being dead in the wake of that blast. That doesn't look to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that the hospital was leveled. That doesn't appear to be the case now that we're seeing the photos come out of there. So what else is not true that's coming out of Gaza? We don't know. I'm not in Gaza. I can't tell you that empirically. But there does need to be a bit more of scrutiny with every piece of information that comes out from Hamas and Palestinian officials in Gaza.
Mm-hmm. We seem to be doing that with Ukraine news that comes out of the Kremlin. We don't run with that as fact immediately. We certainly are skeptical about Kremlin-sourced news, and we should be about something that is coming from Hamas. As you say, they control all of that. Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv, and as night begins to fall there where you are, Robert, has it been quiet today?
There's one incident that we had earlier in which the sirens went off. Aside from that, it's been pretty quiet. I think it's also worth mentioning here is that when President Biden was in town, it was very quiet. There were no strikes here on Tel Aviv, but Air Force One was maybe wheels up for an hour, and then we had two or three missile strikes, you know, that missile launches here in the area. You know, so I mean, it just goes to show, you know, how quickly this whole situation can change here.
For sure. News Nation's Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv. Appreciate the update, Robert.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.